Praise God. We'll be proceeding this morning as we'll be receiving a ministration, a word charge from one of the sons in the ministry who has been with us for more than 21 years now. And I believe that as he ministers today, someone will receive something because he has received something. And I believe that we'll be blessed. Let's rise up on our feet this morning and let's begin to talk to God and ask God, Father, give me a word this morning. Minister to me today. As your servant comes up to minister, I ask, oh God, that you give me a word in the name of Jesus. Pray, talk to God. Give me a word. The Bible talks about a word here and a word there. Here a little, there a little. And we receive this morning Reverend Intia, I Intia, as he ministers.
Somebody give the Lord a better clap of praise in the house of God. Thank you, Daddy, for this privilege. I am highly, highly humbled. This November, 22 years sitting, learning, receiving, happily, cheerfully, excitedly, and growing. To show, as you say, submission does not reduce. I'm from sitting at the back somewhere, first time in Area 1, to be standing here. What a privilege. Thank you, sir. Father, bless us as we receive your word, and let none of us leave here the same way we came. In Jesus' name, amen. Please take your seat. God bless you. Throughout this conference, beginning yesterday, so much has been downloaded into our spirits by our daddy, and we're still on about the royal priesthood. And we're looking briefly right now at the royal priesthood, the service of soul winning. The service of soul winning. We saw yesterday that the service of soul winning is one of the services that entitles the royal priests to be serviced. Soul winning is a service that opens us up for the servicing of God and his kingdom. In John 15, verse 16, John 15, 16, the Bible says, you have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that you should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain, and that whatsoever you shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it you. We see four elements of the service of soul winning listed out there. Number one, he said, I have chosen and ordained you, number one, that you should go. Go for souls. That is the labor, the call to labor for reaching souls. That is the first level. Go for souls. Then he said, bring forth, that you should bring forth fruit. That you should bring forth fruit. That means don't just go, bring them in and plant them in church. That is soul establishment. Bring them in and plant them in church. You are chosen and ordained to go. Then you are chosen and ordained to bring forth. The effort of your going should be seen. And then number three, he said your fruit should remain. Soul discipleship, your fruit should remain. You are chosen and ordained for it, that your fruit should remain. And then number four, that whatsoever you ask the Father, there we see soul winning reward. The Father through the word there listed it out. Win souls, bring them in and plant them, follow them up and disciple them, and then position yourself for your reward. And the God that cannot lie is committed to that plan. So what is the implication of this to the Father? The heart of God the Father. What is implication? royal priest hearing God. Number one, involvement in the Father's business. Get involved in this exciting business. Involvement in the Father's business. Who was the first soul winner? God the Father himself. In Genesis 3, 8 to 9. They heard the voice of God walking in the garden in the cool of the day. They heard. Who heard? The lost soul heard. The naked soul heard. Adam and Eve heard. And what was the Father saying? Practical soul winning. Adam, where art thou? Adam, where art thou? Adam, where art thou? The Lord God called. Only one sinner was on earth. God the Father went on the soul winning by himself. He combed the garden looking for Adam. He was hiding behind some trees, him and wife, wrapped up with fruit. With leaves. He found them. And you see, he didn't just go. He brought forth. He called them till they came out of the bushes. He called them persistently till they came out. So this effort will produce results. And if there's any doubt in your spirit about the efficacy and the reliability of the word of gospel, look around here. And you will see that this call works. They came out of the bushes. They didn't just come out of the bushes. God now took time and dressed them. He killed an innocent animal and covered their nakedness. That is God's commitment to making sure the soul is well discipled. Friends, get involved. Jesus said, I must be about my Father's business. Luke 2:49. Get involved. And Jesus is a son that pleased the Father. He said in Luke 19 verse 10 that his assignment is to seek and to save. Get involved. Secondly, the Father wants us to align with the Father's will. Alignment with the Father's will. Alignment with the Father's will. Be persuaded in your heart you are doing the will of God as you get involved in soul winning. Alignment in the Father's will. He said in Ezekiel 33:11. It is not my pleasure. I have no pleasure in the death of the sinner. That's the will of the Father. But that the wicked will turn from his evil ways. He wants the soul to be saved. Jesus said in John 4:32, my meat is to do the will of him that sent me and to finish his work. He is not willing that any should perish. He doesn't want any to perish. Let us align with that will. When God sees us go winning souls, your Father just gets excited because we are in alignment with his will, not willing. 2 Peter 3 verse 9. Thirdly, the implication of the Father. Commitment to the Father's call. That voice that was calling Adam is still calling today. That voice that was calling for souls, calling Adam and Eve, is still calling today. One-on-one call. Mass call. He's still calling today. God said to Israel in Isaiah 1:18, come, let us reason together. That's a call. Will you silence that call or will you extend that call? Come, let us reason together. In Isaiah 65 verse 1, God said, I said, behold me to a nation. If you can win a nation, win a town. Oh God, when will we see this? See the kind of crowd we saw in Mina. Massive crowd. That is the call of God to a whole state. They don't just stop there. The Father began by one-on-one call. Adam, where are thou? Not even Adam and Eve, one-on-one. Adam, where are thou? I stumbled on my Facebook post the other day, and I saw God's servant, our Father, well-dressed as if he's going for a preaching appointment. We hand bills. One-on-one. I said, this is serious matter. One-on-one. Friends, do not say until you can buy millions worth of equipment to reach a stadium. One-on-one still works. And I heard him say yesterday that he had an appointment meeting with those he led to Christ. And I'm saying, how does he fix such a schedule? Some of us can't even meet with newcomers in church. He has the time to meet with souls that he invited personally. Friends, it is commitment. That call must not be silenced. The voice of the Father must keep sounding. In Ezekiel 33:11, he told Ezekiel, you are my watchman now. You are my watchman. Join me and tell the people, turn ye, turn ye, turn ye. Friends, the call of God is still sounding. Will you let the world hear or will you keep quiet? He is also calling for soul winners. The Father is also calling for soul winners. Isaiah heard it in Isaiah 6 verse 8. Isaiah 6 verse 8. I heard the voice of the Lord saying, not I heard the voice of the Lord say. No, saying means he said and he's still saying. The Father is not just calling for souls. He is calling for soul winners. Whom shall I send? Whom shall I send? The Father is calling. Where are the soul winners? Whom shall I send? Where are the watchmen? You know what Jesus said in Matthew 11:37? When he saw the multitude in 36, he was moved with compassion. And what was his cry? Laborers are few. Laborers are few. That is a call. Not just for souls, but for soul winners. Friends, when we engage in the business of soul winning, it brings fulfillment of the Father's passion, number four. The Father has a passion, and he wants that passion fulfilled. It gripped him to his heart when man became a lost soul, Genesis 6:6. It gripped him to his heart. It gripped him to his heart. God cried out when Israel sinned against him. He said, a people I have nourished have rebelled against me. Isaiah 1:2. He said in Isaiah 65:2, I have spread out my hands to a people that sought not for me. He said in Ezekiel 33:11, turn ye, turn ye. Why will he say it twice? Turn ye, turn ye. Why will you die? That is God's passion. Friends, soul winning is not just a pastime activity. It is the very passion of God the Father. The very passion of God the Father. The Bible called it the travail of Jesus' soul. The travail of Jesus' soul. To the extent that there is great joy in heaven when a soul finally repents. Brothers and sisters, I want to charge us that there is also a great reward if we will follow. He said your prayers will be answered, but so much more. He said that there is a hundredfold blessing. Peter said, we have left everything and followed you. What shall we get? In Mark 10:28-30. We have left all and followed you. What shall we get? What shall we get? And Jesus said, here in this world, you will get a hundredfold reward. There is no one that has left father, mother, house, job, to follow me in this soul winning business that will not receive a hundredfold honor from the Father here on earth. You can win souls and end up as a dishonorable person. The Father said he will honor you in John 12:26. If any man will serve me, let him follow me. And where I am, there shall also my servant be. He said, if you serve me in this soul winning business, my Father will honor you. Him will my Father honor. Authority is another reward that will follow you. Authority. Authority. He said, these signs shall follow them that believe. Authority to command demons. Authority in his name. It is not for those who sit around. For the signs to follow you, you must go. So the sign does not follow a stagnated, old Christian that is not useful. You must be on the go. So in Mark 16:15, go ye. Mark 16:17, this sign shall follow. Mark 16:20, they experimented it, and the Lord went with them, confirming the word with signs and wonders following. Harvest of angelic assistance in Acts 5:17-20. They dare to lock up soul winners in prison. Of course, angels said, what? They showed up, opened the prison door, and didn't tell them go home. They told them, go forth, stand, and speak again in the temple to the people all the words of this life. Meaning the reason why we are committed to opening ancestral prisons, witchcraft prisons, poverty prisons to bring you out is so that you are back on the field, like our father would say, serving God without distraction. Friends, the reward is great. And above all, crowns in heaven. Crowns in heaven. 1 Thessalonians 2:19, you will receive the crown of rejoicing. 2 Timothy 4 verse 7 to 8, you will receive the crown of righteousness. I love the way Paul put it there in 2 Timothy 4, 7 and 8. He said, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, with the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day. Friends, my counsel to you. We couldn't be the savior that will save the soul. We couldn't. Isaiah 53 tells us who was the one worthy. Revelation 5 tells us who was the one worthy. The lamb that was slain. We couldn't become the savior. No, we were the lost souls at one time. We were lost souls at one time. Friends, we were not the first soul winners to launch out and win souls. The Father called Moses, called Isaiah, called Jeremiah, called Ezekiel, and in our time, He has called us. You know what the Bible says in Isaiah 53? He said, all we like sheep, verse 6, had gone astray. We had turned everyone to his own way. But God laid on him the iniquity of us all. The Bible said he was like a lamb led to the slaughter. He opened not his mouth. He could have said, I'm not the one. But he opened not his mouth. The Bible said, after all that has been done, after the Father's plan and agenda, do you know that the Father wants nations, not just individuals, nations. But he says, begin the way I began, with that one-on-one. Friends, when you see God's servant, our Father, invest the level of millions into soul winning, it's not a waste. Those of you that are giving to make it possible, it's not a waste. There is a plan both for individuals to be rich one-on-one, but there's also a plan for nations. Imagine if it were only one-on-one. When will this world be saved? 8.5 billion people. Therefore, make sure you get involved. And this is a question I'd like to leave with you. In Isaiah 53 verse 8. Isaiah 53 verse 8. The question is there. For he, 53:8, Isaiah please. He was taken from prison and from judgment. He was taken from prison and judgment. But this is a question. Who shall declare his generation? Moses declared to his generation, the God of the Hebrews sent me. Isaiah declared in generation, here am I, send me. Peter and the rest, we've left all. We are with you on this soul winning business. What of Paul? I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. It is the power of God. You know what Paul said? I have ceased not to preach and teach one on one and from house to house. Brothers and sisters, it is now our turn. It is now our generation. The question is still ringing. Who shall declare his generation? And I pray that in our own city, in our own street, in our own household, in our own little corner in the office, may we not be silent in this business of soul winning. Can we pray? Thank him and trust the Lord. Lord, I will not be silent. Say with me, Father, I will not be silent. I will not be silent. One-on-one evangelism, street evangelism, morning cry evangelism, night cry evangelism, neighborhood evangelism. I will not be silent. May God help us that as we receive such light on this mountain, heaven will count on us that we will not be silent. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Lift your hands everywhere you are. I am trusting you, Lord, for a fresh mantle of soul winning. Fresh power.
passion. There was so much to say in such, in a short time. Those passages, pick them up and just go over them again. Those scriptures. But Lord, I am available today. What is it that drives your servant, for example? Saturday we're out on evangelism. The one he said he saw, I'm sure that is the one. Back to do the midnight prayer. And then Sunday you are back on. Lord, drive me. One prayer Rehabonki prayed for me, I told you before. He said, Lord, what was in your heart? The weight in your heart that made you to send Jesus to die on the cross, place a little of it in the heart of your son. Jesus, that burden in your heart on Calvary, that made you agree to die on the cross, place a little of it in the heart of your servant. Would you open your mouth and pray right now? Say, Father, I receive fresh passion, fresh burden, fresh hunger, fresh yearning, fresh zeal for souls. I receive now. Open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth. Open your mouth and pray. Fresh hunger, fresh yearning, fresh passion, fresh body. Pray. In Jesus' precious name. Luke chapter 22 and in verse 35. Said, and he said unto them, when I sent you without purse, without scrip and shoes, lacked ye anything? And they said not. You see, our challenge is that we are looking for things instead of looking for souls. Lacked ye anything? Anything, anything. Father, give me your priority so I can connect your prosperity. When his priority is your priority, his prosperity is your prosperity. I'm speaking from experience. When I sent you without purse or scrip, lacked ye anything? I want to go with passion for your priority. I won't be struggling for things now. I'm struggling for souls. We go on crusade, you see. And I'll tell you a very, very serious, painful story. Very painful story. Of a man has very, very strong evangelistic anointing, strong oil, strong miracle signs and wonders, blind seeing, deaf hearing and all of that. Then he came to the point where the crusade place becomes a calculation of how much will come out. If 50,000 are in this, 50,000 people are in this crusade ground and they give 1,000, that's 50 million. Right? So everybody, tonight, I've come with this on this crusade ground with very, very powerful grace. And I have this mantle for you. I have this oil for you, specially prayed for and blessed. One of it is 1,000. Just pick it up. And you will see the results you will see. People will rush because they just saw the blind seeing, the deaf hearing. They just rushed for the handkerchiefs. I brought only 50,000 of it. And they will rush. That continued for a short while. Numbers began to drop. Miracles began to drop. Until the time came where there was no crusade anymore. Today, no crusade. Real life. Real life. I'm telling you, life. Today, no crusade. Today, ministry headquarters becomes like a place for chickens. Yeah. I won't mention details. I received a call from that person. A call. I would like to see you. I want you to help me up. And I said, let us see. Let us see. Because I wanted to address the issues. Because God is a God of a second chance. But the meeting never held. We haven't met. Let's see. As soon as we can, let's see. Real life. The temptation of turn these stones into bread. He couldn't overcome it. And the Bible says we are lively stones. Stones are children of Abraham. If these hold their peace, God will raise the stones. So you look for the crowd and turn them into money. Nation to nation, town to town, we don't take one naira as offering on crusade ground. Yet millions are spent, is spent without stress. Multiple millions. Didn't we do almost 200 or 300,000 pounds or something for just a little venue and something for Leeds program? Convert it in naira today. That is, every other thing is apart from that. The venue and, yeah, I think it was just very. Not and sound and light or something. £300,000, almost $400,000. Do you understand what I'm saying? So let us go for the souls and let God help us with the things. All these things shall be added. Ay, 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 ay. You see, many people have run themselves out of the call of God because of the vice of avarice. They crave for filthy lucre. And those who pursue money like that never get it. And those who pursue God get it in abundance. Lift your hands and your voice and say, Father, I receive that grace today to pursue your priorities and make your priorities my priority. I receive that grace now. Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' precious name.